pass. There you go. Rick.
It's always a joy to be back with you folks.
I'd
like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. It's in 2 weeks.
然后祝大家圣诞节快乐，提前祝大家。
Today, I'd like to focus on superheroes.
我们今天来看一下超级英雄。
And superheroes are the new heroes in our culture.
漫画中的超级英雄是我们现在文化中的新英雄。
Americans love superheroes.
美国人非常喜欢这些虚构的人物。
In fact, I heard in the next 3 years, there are going to be 18 new superhero movies.
在接下来三年的话，会将会有80部新的这个关于超级英雄的电影出来。
This movie here, Avengers, earned $1.6 billion.
我们看一下这个数据，复仇者有16亿美元的票房。
Wonder Woman was released this summer, and it earned $821 million.
神奇女侠的话是8.21亿。
Justice League, which just came out, is already at $500 million.
那正义联盟是5亿。
So, superheroes are the newest and the hottest thing right now.
超级英雄的话就现在非常的火热。
What I'd like to do is do a little test today, because many times a superhero will have a helper or a sidekick is the word that they use.
我们现在来测试一下你了解多少关于超级英雄的事情，他们都有一个伙伴。
So I would like to test your knowledge of American movie culture.
我们现在就来测一下。
So I'm going to give you the name, and you give me the sidekick.
我来说超级英雄的名字，你来说出他伙伴的名字。
Just yell it out.
喊出来。
Robin, right. Here's a picture. This is from the 1960s. Batman and Robin.
这是1860年的电影。
Okay, so far you're doing very well.
你现在做得很好。
The Lone Ranger.
独行侠。
Yeah, who's the guy? Who's the Indian? Tonto.
Tonto.
There he is, Tonto. That's, he used to call him King Osabi.
这个就是唐托，图片上这个人。
The Green Hornet.
青蜂侠。
Kato, there he is. Look at his shoe. Yeah. He could kick out very well.
他可以很好做这个踢，回旋踢。
Now here's one that the kids might know. Mr. Incredible.
超人特工队。
Elastic Girl, there she is. Look at her. Wow, she can just stretch it all over the place.
他们也是两个人的团队。
But the role of all the sidekicks is to point to the real hero.
但是伙伴的角色，他们都是在背后默默支持真正的英雄，把焦点放在英雄身上。
If we were to ask who was Jesus' sidekick at the beginning of his ministry,
那我们如果看一下耶稣他在事工初期，他的搭档是谁呢？
Who do you think it would be? John the Baptist.
施洗约翰。
By the way, that's not an actual picture of him.
这个不是个真实的样子照片。
But John the Baptist is the sidekick for Jesus as he begins his ministry.
施洗约翰是耶稣在施工初期他的搭档。
And I'd like to speak today on the amazing Emmanuel, following the true hero of all time.
那我们今天就来谈一下奇异的以马内利，如何追随这样一位唯一的真英雄。
Because John was a very, very special sidekick.
因为他是一个非常独一无二的伙伴。He
was special, so special that Jesus said this about him.
他如此的特别，然后曾经耶稣说过这样的话。You
can just read that.
大家可以读一下。妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。
Now, what made him so special?
那什么使他成为最伟大的伙伴呢？
Well, first of all, he was Jesus's cousin.
首先他是首先对他是耶稣的堂弟。
Now, we don't know anything about their childhood, but we would imagine that they spent a lot of time together playing as children.
这里并没有记录他们童年生活，但是我们知道他们曾经在一起玩耍，一起度过时光。
Maybe they played soccer together, who knows?
也许他们在一起玩足球，谁知道呢？
But they certainly would have had family meals together at the big holidays.
但是尽管如此，我们仍然知道他们绝对认识彼此。
But John's role didn't take on significance until one particular day.
但是他们并没有进入彼此的角色，直到一个特殊的日子到来。
And it was the day that Jesus was baptized.
那就是耶稣受洗的日子。
Because on that day, John set in motion events that literally changed the entire world.
因为在那一天，他们做的事情彻底地改变了整个世界。
On that day, his role was to point to Jesus Christ.
然后那一天呢，他就是要指向我们的主耶稣。
So that the world would know that Jesus is the true hero of all time.
他要告诉世人，主耶稣才是这个世界上真正的英雄。
So as we begin our study today, John teaches us three characteristics that we should have in our life to play the role of John the Baptist.
那在降临节正道的主题的话，我们把重点放在施洗约翰身上。这里讲到他有三个特性，那这三个特性值得我们一生去效法。
John is our guide. He is our tutor to show us what we should be doing in our relationship to point to Jesus.
施洗约翰的话，他教给我们如何去，就是和耶稣之间的这样的一个关系。
The first characteristic is this: we need to know our purpose in life.
首先呢，真正的敬拜，我们必须从知道我们人生的使命开始。
Now again, this is not a true picture of John, but he was out in the wilderness by the River Jordan.
这不是一个真实的照片。
One month ago, I was at the River Jordan.
一个月之前我就在约旦河。
I took a trip to Israel with my wife and several family members, and I actually got rebaptized in the Jordan River.
就是一个月前，我和我的家人全部都到了约旦河，并且我们重新受了洗在河里。
But what I noticed about this area, it's a desert.
但是我才知道那个地方是一片荒地。
There were a lot of rocks in Israel.
那里有很多的石头。
And you would never go out to the Jordan River just, hey, let's go out for a vacation to the Jordan River.
那不是一个度假的好地方。
The only reason they went there is because John the Baptist was preaching there.
这唯一的一个目的，我们去的目的是因为曾经约翰他曾经在那边为耶稣施洗。
And John was the hottest thing that was going at this period of time.
因为曾经有过这样的事情，所以那里成了一个非常著名的旅游胜地。
There he is in his designer camel hair clothing, eating locust and honey.
大家可以想象到，就是在那个地方啊，吃蝗虫野蜜。
A very organic diet. But he was preaching up a storm. Every time that John would preach, you know what would happen?
大家知道每次在他传道的时候什么会发生吗？
He created a riot.
他会引起骚乱。
And to be honest with you, that's one of the goals of my life.
就是和你大家诚实来讲话，那是我们人生的一个使命。
One day I want to preach a sermon and it is so powerful and people get so upset with it that a riot breaks out.
就是我的愿望就是有一天我可以激情四射的去讲道，然后引起骚乱。
Maybe today, who knows?
可能就是在今天吧，谁知道呢？
But John was featured on every radio broadcast.
他是一个就是。
There would be news updates of the latest thing that he put out on Twitter. I guess that's hard to translate. But John knew, even though he was the hottest thing going, he knew he wasn't the main event.
尽管他是每个人的焦点，他非常的受欢迎，但是他知道自己不是主角。
This is what he said. He said, "This is the one that was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord.'"
这是施洗约翰说的话。他来这里的话是预备主的道，修直他的路。
His job was to get the road ready for the Messiah.
他的角色呢，只是做准备工作，道路必须被铺平，障碍物也要移去。
His job was to make the road straight because it was crooked and there were a lot of things that people could stumble upon.
对，他的主要工作就是我刚刚上面所讲的。
Also, it says, "I will baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry."
他也曾经说过，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但是在那我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。
As great as John was,
像施洗约翰这样伟大的人
，as bright as his future was,
像他这样一个前途一片光明的人
，he was not fit to even carry the sandals of the Messiah.
就连他都说我不配为弥赛亚提鞋。
Now John teaches us something really important right here.
施洗约翰教给我们一个非常重要的道理。
It's not about you and me.
其实无关你我。
It's just not. The world doesn't revolve around us.
这个我们不是世界的中心。
The world revolves around him.
这个世界其实是 主要关于耶稣的。
We are not the main events.
我们并不是事件的主角。
We are the sidekicks.
我们只是伙伴。
It's not about our comfort. It's not about our happiness. It's not about our wishes.
无关我们的舒适、快乐还有喜好。
It's about him.
然后全都是为了主。
Now, I want to take a little bit of a path off the main and try to apply this right here. Because many times we make ourselves the main event.
就是在很多事情上我们把自己当成了主角。
Now I have not spoken to anybody in this church. I'm going to just tell you what happens in my church.
我不是指在座的就是每一位，然后我是想说我们教会中发生的一些事情。
But every once in a while, someone at our church will complain.
就是有一些教会的弟兄在抱怨。
I didn't like the music today.
我不喜欢今天的诗歌。
I didn't like the way the pastor did communion.
我不太喜欢今天牧师的传道。
I didn't like the sermon today.
我不喜欢今天证道的内容。
And you hear this, I. Did you hear that?I didn't like.
你有听到这里边一直在说我吗？
When you say that, what are you saying is the main event?
当你这样说的时候，其实你把自己当成了主角。
Yourself.
就是你自己。
Yourself.
你自己。
It's not about us.
但是。
It's about him.
但是无关你我，事件主角是主耶稣。
And what we need to do is to reorganize our lives and say, you know what?No matter what happens today, I am going to worship Him.
我们现在就是要重新来重整我们的一个。
It's all about worshiping Jesus.
我们所有的中心都应该围绕在敬拜我们的主耶稣上。
That is the purpose for your life.
这就是我们人生的使命。
That will satisfy the very.The deepest part of your heart is to worship Him.
我们内心深处要敬拜他。
It is the reason you were created.
这就是我们来到这个世界上的使命。
And it's only when we put ourselves in the position of worshiping Him that we fulfill our mission in life.
当我们在这里敬拜他的时候，那我们就是在实行我们的使命。
Let's move on to the second characteristic.
那我们来看一下第二个特点。
That's pointing to our Savior's coming.
我们要指明我们的救主要再来。
Jesus didn't beam down to this planet at Bethlehem to fill our stockings with gifts.
我们主耶稣来的目的并不是给我们圣诞树下放礼物的。
John tells us the three purposes of our Savior's coming in these verses.
约翰告诉我们三个主来的目的。
He says he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他说他要用圣灵与火为我们施洗。
The first reason that Jesus came was to do give us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
他来的一个主要目的就是要让圣灵住在我们心中。
The Christian life cannot be lived victoriously without the Holy Spirit filling us from the inside out.
我们信徒的话一定要圣灵在我们心中。
And change that takes place in our heart takes place when the Holy Spirit comes in and changes us from the inside out.
当圣灵住在我们心中的时候，人会从内而外的改变。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
And what Jesus did was he brought the Spirit and then unleashed the Spirit on Pentecost.
耶稣说这个是在什么时候发生呢？就是在我们受洗的时候。
So we need to point to Jesus and say, if you want to live the victorious Christian life, you must be filled with his Holy Spirit.
就是指明我们要活出一个基督徒样式，我们必须让圣灵进入到我们里面。
I wish I could talk to each one of you individually today.
我希望我今天可以和你们每个人都有一个单独的对话。
And ask you this question.
问你一个问题。
Are you filled with the Holy Spirit?
你内心有被圣灵充满吗？
Because many times Christians try to live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit, and it's impossible.
因为很多时候就是圣徒他会尝试去没有就是一个圣灵的这样去生活。
The way that we're filled with the Spirit is by faith.
我们要用信心去让圣灵填满我们。
We exhale sin.
然后吹一口气。
We confess our sin and we exhale it. And then we inhale, Lord, fill me with your Spirit.
这样才会让圣灵进入到我们里面。
And when the Spirit lives inside of us, that gives us the victory.
当圣灵进入到里面的话，就是我们人生的一个胜利。
The second reason he came is that he's coming with fire.
第二个原因，主来的原因就是他来的话带来了火。
And we were able to see this in Israel because what they would do is they would gather the excess chaff that they threw up in the air and they would burn it.
我们可能在以色列会看到这个情况，就是他们把这个谷和糠就是扬在空中。
And the fire of God speaks to us of the holiness of God.
然后就是这个风吹走糠，然后剩下的谷这样被收起来，然后把这个禾场剩下的东西烧干净。
Jesus will judge all sin.
他想。
And when he judges sin, he will do it with fire.
他想成为我们救主，而不是我们的判官。
The third reason comes from the book of John. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我们在约翰福音中也看到说，看哪，神的羔羊，他要除去世人的罪孽。
So if you were in Israel and you were near the temple, and you saw a lamb walking into the temple, guess what's going to happen?
如果你在以色列的话，你看到圣堂外面有羊经过，你知道会什么会发生吗？
That innocent lamb is going to die because of the sins of someone.
这个羔羊它会为我某些人的罪而死。
God had established this sacrificial system in the Old Testament thatIt took an innocent lamb to die for our sin.
这个在旧约中有提到，就是无罪的羔羊为我们罪而死。
But then one day Jesus is walking near the Jordan River.
然后有一天呢，耶稣在约旦河边走过。
And John points to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
然后施洗约翰就指着他说，你看哪，这是神的羔羊，除去世人的罪。
Jesus is now going to die for the sins of Scott Taylor.
现在耶稣要为我们的罪而死。
And he will die for your sin too.
他也会为你的罪而死。
If you ask him. It's absolutely essential that someone pays the penalty for sin because the wages of sin is death.
因为我们必须有人替我们为我们的罪而死，因为罪的工价乃是死。
The application is how do we point to Jesus today?
还有就是我们生活中的实际应用。
Let me tell you two ways not to do it.
我现在会告诉你一些事情我们不应该做的。
Don't go out in the streets and do this.
然后现在有三件事情我们要做这些事情。
This will not communicate in our culture. Second is don't move to a monastery.
这个是斯坦山上的修道院。
We were at this monastery in Israel. This is the Mount of Temptation. This is where Jesus was tempted for 40 days.
这个是耶稣当时受试探的地方。
Guess how many monks live in this monastery? 3.
三个。
And one of them is crazy. Because he wouldn't let us in for 20 minutes. He would not let us in. I'll let you translate that.
Oh, 他不让我们 How to translate? Someone help me. 他不让我们进去。
So, don't move to a monastery, please.
然后不要去这个地方。
This is how we point to Jesus in our culture. Number one, love God passionately.
我们要尽心尽意地去爱我们的神。
You have to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength.
我们要用我们所有力气，我们所有的灵魂，然后去爱我们的神。
Then love people.
我们也要爱别人。
You know, people can tell if you really love them. You can't fake it.
你不可以假装，因为别人会知道你到底爱不爱他。
That's why you need to love God, because His love has to flow through you to them.
这就是为什么你要爱神，因为他的爱给到你，你才可以给到别人。
Then become friends with unchurched people.
然后与慕道友成为朋友。
We are the light in the midst of the darkness.
我们是黑暗中的光。
But we're not supposed to just get together and just shine the light with each other.
我们并不是为了要聚在一起，然后使这个光更明亮，彼此取暖。
We need to shine the light in the midst of the darkness.
我们要照亮整个世界。
Eat with people. Don't eat people. Eat with people.
和人一起吃饭，不要去吃人。
Your dinner table, your kitchen table, is the most important evangelistic tool you have.
就是你家庭中，你的厨房是最重要的一个工具。
And if you just invite people, come over to my house, we're having popcorn. They will be there.
你可以去邀请你的朋友说来我家吃东西，我有爆米花。
Of course, Chinese food is much better. Listen to their story.
聆听他们的故事。
Ask questions about their life.
问他们一些他们生活中发生的事。
Then share your story.
然后分享你的故事。
And then share the story of Jesus.
分享你和主耶稣的故事。
We had 6 Chinese students at our house last Sunday night for dinner.
上个星期天我的家里有七个中国的学生。
And we had asked them to come and help us to decorate our house for Christmas, and they loved it. They loved it.
我邀请他们来一起装饰圣诞节的屋子，然后他们非常的开心。
But then my wife asked the students. They said, "Do you know what?" Because we have 2 manger scenes, 2 creches, and she said, "Do you know what this story is about?"
但是你知道，就是他的妻子问学生说，你知道这个意味着什么吗？我们为什么要这样做？
2 of them said they think they knew. 4 of them said we never heard this story. Never.
有两个人说他可能知道，但是剩下的四个人说他完全不知道。
So my wife got out the figurines and told the story of Jesus' birth.
所以呢，我的妻子就和他们分享了主耶稣的故事。
And what do you think these students did?
大家可以想象一下，就是学生说了什么。
They were so amazed with this story. This story has angels in it. This story has shepherds in it. It's a great story.
他们学生非常的震撼，因为里面有天使在里面，有牧羊人在里面。
And the greatest thing about this story is it's true.
然后最好就是这个故事非常好一点是它是真实的。
God came to earth.
上帝来到了人间。
Amazing.
非常的 amazing.
So this is how we point to the Savior today. Let's go to the third characteristic.
让我们看一下第三个 character.
Submitting to our Savior's will.
真正英雄崇拜需要我们顺服神的旨意。
It is really important for us to realize that when Jesus and John had this conversation,
我们看一下耶稣和施洗约翰在约旦河边的对话。
That John realized, I need to be baptized by you, Jesus. You're perfect. You're the perfect Lamb of God.
施洗约翰说，我应该受你的洗，因为我是个罪人，你是无罪的，你是完美的。
But Jesus said, no, no, you need to do it to fulfill the scripture.
然后耶稣说，不，你需要为我这样做，因我们理当尽这样诸般的义。
Do you see those three words?
你们看到这三个字了吗？
Then John consented.
然后约翰同意了。
He said, I surrender. I'll do it your way, Lord. We'll go with your plan.
我们来就是按照你的计划走。
He surrendered himself to Jesus.
他完全对主顺服。
Sadly, the human heart doesn't want to do that.
但是人的心不愿意这样去做。
You know what the number one sin is that we deal with? The number one, it's called pride.
你知道人为什么不愿意这样做吗？最主要原因就是因为我们骄傲。
I will not surrender to you. I know how to run my life better than you do. Pride.
我不愿意去向你顺服，因为我更了解我自己的生活。
I don't need you, Jesus. Everything's fine. Look at my house. Look at my job.
我们不需要你。你看我的房子，什么，我们所有的事情都很顺利。
Jesus, I'm not going to give you my life. You might send me over to that monastery, and I'll be a monk. Good luck translating that. It's very hard for us to surrender.
让我们去顺服是件非常难的事情。
In Isaiah chapter 29, the Lord says, These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
以赛亚书二十九节说到，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
Their worship is only a bunch of rules.
然后他们的敬拜只是一些被吩咐的规矩。
We sing a song about surrender.
我们来唱一首歌，关于顺服的歌。
Jesus doesn't negotiate surrender.
全心奉献是主既定的。
It is a total, unconditional surrender to Him, or it's not surrender at all.
我们应该无条件全心的献给主耶稣。
The hymn goes like this: All to Jesus I surrender.
我将所有献于主耶稣。
All to Him I freely give.
甘心乐意全奉献。
I will ever love and trust Him.
我要时常爱主靠主。
In His presence daily live.
天天活在他的面前。
I surrender all.
我一切全献上。
I surrender all.
一切全献上。
All to Thee, my blessed Savior.
献于爱我尊敬救主。
I surrender all.
一切全献上。
When we were in Israel, we went to the Church of the Nativity.It's in Bethlehem. It's in the Palestinian part of Israel.
这个是以色列伯利恒教堂。
And it's a huge church.
是一个非常大的教堂，很高。
A lot of renovation going on there. But there was something that was very unique about this huge church.
就这个非常高大的建筑，它有一个很独特的特点。
That's how you got into it.
这个就是你从要进去的门。
Now that's our translator Ariel and one of our team members, but here's my wife, very close to the door. What do you notice about that door? Very small.
这是师母，然后大家。
In fact, you can't get into the Church of the Nativity without bending and bowing low.
你进不去，除非你弯下你的膝盖。
I literally had to go like this.Because that door is really, really small.
然后这个门真的是非常的小。
And you can't come into the presence of Jesus without bowing low.
你不能够进去，除非你弯下腰。
I want to conclude. By the way, that's the spot where they say Jesus' manger was. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they say.
这个。
We do know it was in that region.Some action step to take this December. There's two of them.
我们十二月份降临节的话，可以做这下以下这些事。
Really, really simple steps.
非常非常简单的事情。
The first is to place a sandal under your tree to remind you to worship Jesus.
就是在你在装蛋圣诞树的时候，在旁边放一双凉鞋。
How many of you have a sandal in your house?
大家有凉鞋吗？家里？
Okay, so you already have it. If you don't have one, borrow one.
如果你没有的话，就去借一双。
Nobody's using them in winter.
因为没有人会在冬天去用它。
But then every time, you remember John said, I'm not fit to even carry his sandals?
大家记不记得施洗约翰说过，我都不配给弥赛亚提鞋。
Every time you see that sandal underneath your tree, stop and worship.
当你每次看到树下放的这双凉鞋的话，你要停下来，静静思想，并且敬拜我们的主耶稣。
You're walking by like this, Lord, I praise you because you are the creator of heaven and earth.
当你走进树前的时候，你说主耶稣，你是这个世界的造物者。
You walk by later, Lord, I worship you. You are wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
然后你就去练习，然后说主啊，你是。造物主，你是救世主，你是我们的奇妙测试，和平之王。
But every time you see that sandal, worship.
非常简单，就是去敬拜。
It's interesting. We had our small group Christmas dinner on Wednesday.
非常有趣。我们周三的话有一个很小的一个聚会。
And we had 18 people come over for that celebration.
然后有18个人来到了我们的派对。
But I reminded them. I said, you know, we have a sandal underneath our tree, and as we go into the living room.Make sure you worship.
然后我告诉他们
And spontaneously, they all went into the room and they all bowed down and worshiped the Lord.
然后很奇妙的，他们走到了就是客厅，然后去跪下去敬拜神。
And I thought two thoughts. I said, "This is awesome that they're worshiping."
这个非常的奇妙，非常的好。
And then I thought, if anyone goes by my house, they're thinking we're worshiping our Christmas tree.
然后他们还以为我们是在敬拜这棵圣诞树。
So it's worshiping Jesus through this remembrance of the sandal.
我们就用这样一个简单的方式去敬拜我们的神。
The second is a story I'd like to tell you about the Maka Indians in Paraguay.
第二件事情我想和你分享一个就是巴拉圭马卡的一个故事。
And a missionary, he tells the story of serving in Paraguay andThis guy named Rafi came to see him.
就是传教士他讲过一个，当他在施工的时候，有一个拉菲的人来拜访他。
And the missionary was sitting on his porch eating and said, Rafi, what do you want?
然后这个传教士他正坐在门廊上吃饭，他就问拉菲说，你有什么需要吗？
And all he said was ham, hanek, met.
然后拉菲的回应是 ham, hanek, met.
And he said, you know, Rafi,What do you want from me? And he just said, "Ham, Hanet, Mech."
然后这个传教士就问你，我能为你做些什么？但是得到的答案还是一样的。
And the missionary was confused, so he went to talk to his friend. He goes, "Rafi came to talk to me, and all he said was Ham, Hanet, Mech."
然后传教士他就非常的疑惑，他就和他一个朋友说，讲了这件事情。
He said, Rafi was giving you a great honor.
然后这个人就解释给传道者说，其实这是 Rafi 给你一个，他很尊敬你。
He said, that translates, I don't want anything, I just want to be with you.
那句话的意思是，我什么都不需要，只是想靠近你。
I don't want anything, I just want to be with you.
我什么都不需要，我只是想和你在一起。
So our second application is, why don't you bow before God every day?
第二件事情就是你在十二月期间，你每一天都屈膝在主的面前。
And when he says, my child, why are you here?
然后主问你说，我的孩子，你来这里干什么？
You say, Ham, Hanet, Met.
然后你说 Ham, Hanet, Met.
I just want to be in your presence, God.
我只想在这个圣诞节与你在一起，主啊。
When was the last time you bowed your knee before Jesus?
上一次你在主面前屈膝的时候是什么时候？
We don't bow often.
我们不经常跪下。
But there's no better time to bow.
因为这里没有个就是很好的时机让我们去做这件事情。
Than at Christmas.
但是在圣诞节我们可以这样去做。
Lord, I pray for these folks.
让我们来做祷告。
I'd ask that during this month that they would worship you.
主啊，我们在今天来到你的面前去敬拜你。
I pray, Lord, that they would bow before you.
主啊，我为我们在座的人祷告，希望他们在你面前屈膝。
Just to be in your presence.
只为了你的到来。
Lord, that's all we ask.
这只是我们所求的。
Send your Holy Spirit into our homes.
请用你用圣灵填满我们。
That we would realize that you are right there with us.
让我们知道你现在与我们在一起。
I pray that this would be an incredible week of connecting with you.
感谢你为我们与我们建立关系。
Of renewing our faith,
重建我们的信念
and preparing our hearts for Christmas,
然后让我们度过一个非常好的圣诞节。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
祷告不配奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.